Hang on. How did we get here? Where am I?
Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out for the pouring old men. My name is Russell. I am one of your hosts. Joining me on episode 19. For your audio pleasure, is the Queensland Rattlesnake presenting Stone Cold Anthony Pitt.
I like that. Can we have that every week?
And hailing from Victoria, Australia, can you smell what the was is cooking?
Oh, the Rock, I love it.
You like it?
Unfortunately, I can't smell what was.
Yeah, curry last night. Oh, dear. I was inspired last week by Warren with the talking about the WWE intros, and
yeah.
I couldn't afford the $10,000 to get the rights for the intro music, so I thought I'd just, do the announcer thing. So.
Nice.
And, stock music's just so terrible.
It really is. Even the wrestlers seem to use like stock music, just like, just grungy guitar riff behind them. I was like, really?
Stone Cold, surely you can find the broken glass clip, because that was his big thing.
That was, wasn't it? Yeah. The broken glass, and he'd come down and chuck a beer can straight away. So grab one of your 11% beers there, Pity.
Wipe me out for the rest of the episode. You need to chug that bad boy and toss it into the crowd.
Actually, that'd be interesting watching the crowd with 11%. Could be more interesting at a wrestling audience.
I think I'm too much of a nerd and a tight ass to crack a beer, pour a mouthful in my mouth and toss the beer away.
Yeah. Well, it's a waste of beer, isn't it?
Really? Well, it is.
Let's be honest.
That's exactly what every VB drinker must do. Every time they crack a beer, they're like, oh, I forgot it tastes awful. Off it goes.
Yeah, it'd be a whole lot different if Stone Cold Steve Austin was a craft beer drinker. He'd come out all masculine stuff. He'd have a much bigger goatee beer. I'd goatee down to his chest. Then come out, crack out of a beer, then carefully pour it into like a IPA glass and give some tasting notes. That's got some piney resiny flavors coming through. Let's get ready to wrestle. Hang on. Ooh, is that melon? Nice smell.
It was Coors Light or Bud Light? I think it was Coors Light that he was drinking.
Yeah.
So it's...
Must be Coors. Is it Silver Bullet or something? He's always done.
Coors Light. And I remember seeing something about it, and it was... He did light beer because he knew he was going to have a few. He did mention that there was a fair few episodes where he was shit-faced.
See, I imagine it would be.
I think I've just discovered why Stone Cold didn't win... all of his fights. Mm. The issue is he was drinking Coors Light instead of Coors Banquet.
Yes.
Which is
what is Coors Banquet?
It's what Johnny off Cobra Kai drinks.
That makes sense now. Yep. the good advertisement for Coors Banquet. Coors Banquet, really?
Apparently it was a nothing named brand that was out in the 80s for a little bit that nobody ever drinks. It's really hard to find. But apparently it's the most popular non-craft craft beer now because of Cobra Kai.
Because Cobra Kai. Yeah. It's like when Rick and Morty did the whole bit about Szechuan sauce from McDonald's.
Mm.
It got so popular that McDonald's actually brought back Szechuan sauce.
So they should.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Maybe we can bully more brands into bringing stuff back that we like.
That always, I've got this curse with anything that you buy from the supermarket, flavors and stuff like that.
Mm.
Whenever I like a particular flavor, that's the first one to disappear.
Mm. So stop eating anything good.
There's Ritz Biscuits are flavored ones. They have paprika flavor. What used to go really well with like blue cheese. I like my blue cheese. And they deleted that one and replaced it with something else. And even though there's a favorite toothpaste brand, particular flavor, and they got rid of that one. And any time that I fall in love with a flavor or something, it goes.
Cool.
Don't fall in love with any of my favorite things.
That's what I'm thinking,
so, what do you really like?
Now I know who to blame if something gets taken off
the shelf. If you like something and they take away one particular flavor, then you're Russ.
Excellent. So, all our listeners, if you've lost a favorite thing, favorite food, favorite drink.
Yeah, what's your favorite flavor of something you lost? And I'll let you know if I'm responsible for it. I probably am.
Please message at Pouring on Russ.
Hang on. How did we get here? Where am I? What's going on?
Would you like me to remind you? Who are we? We are the Pouring Old Men. Just a couple of old wrestling superstars. I guess we're wrestling superstars. Superstars.
Superstars.
Sitting ringside talking about the beers we love. We release brand new episodes out into the wild every Tuesday morning, or probably mid-afternoon on Google Chrome. The earlier I program it, the later it appears on Google Podcasts. I don't understand.
Are you looking at the wrong place?
We're not a news podcast, are we?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Well, we got rid of the news for the podcast, so we should be fine from here on, because we're so damn informative before that.
Google should be paying us for this.
Exactly. Keep clicking on us so we get money from Google.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, socials.
Socials.
Social media. Catch our Facebook page, Poor and Old Men on Facebook, plus Instagram, Poor and Old Men, and Poor and Old Pity, and Poor and Old Russ, and...
Brand new to Instagram.
That's right.
Took him a while to come up with a name, so it is...
Just original.
Original, yes. Mm. Poor and Old Wazza.
Correct.
Yes. He's on the Instagrams.
That must have taken a few beers, just relaxing and sitting back going, what's the best name I could possibly think of?
I had a list.
So those kids with the credit card came through finally, so...
They did.
Yes.
Or at least the bank sent me a new one.
Nice.
Yeah.
My issue with Instagram is... Sounds weird to say it's an issue, but you know, you're trying to search for something on Instagram. Hit the search button, and as media comes up with chicks and bikinis, that's not what I'm looking for.
But it's why you come back.
And so, exactly. Anytime
and
I search,
distracted for half an hour.
Yeah, it's like, the hell was I looking for? Especially when like, you're next to the wife, and you're like, I just want to check on the Poor and Old Wazza page, and then it's in all these like naked girls, or not naked, semi naked girls. Like, oh Jesus,
that's my other page.
Instagram doesn't allow that stuff, so you got to be careful.
And we got some nice messages this week as well. So shout out to, I think her name was Ashley0793642 on Instagram. She's going to say a link to her Instagram page.
We do have a few of those coming through. I do regularly have to delete some message requests where they send us a link to... some rather interesting material.
It was great to me. And it has the stats. Posts, 0. Followers, 27,432. So what?
delete.
Yep.
Mm. Thanks.
You know you've made it on Instagram when you get random spam mail like that three times a day. It's great.
Yeah.
We did get a good little shout out from one of our mates.
Bruce Libre.
We did.
Yes.
Kind of convenient with the wrestling theme.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys might know this. Where is he based?
Must be near Fremantle, because he was at Fremantle Beer Fest.
Yeah, okay. So you'd kind of say he's in the southern part of Australia, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Kind of like Mexico.
Well, I would say the western part personally, but that's me getting technical.
It is. It wants to be its own country, so...
Yeah.
They make too much money for us to allow that, though. That's the problem.
Same thing with Queensland.
we've got all the warfare gear over here, so we'd win that war.
Fremantle's got a big naval base.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to do is go 10 kilometres inland, and they're useless. Oh, good job, your navy's got us.
Wow, we are random. Tonight.
We are. Yeah, sorry.
No, yeah. What the hell are we doing here?
What have we had? What have we been drinking is where we're at.
Oh, that thing, yeah. I didn't write many notes. Though. I'm sitting here with the Excel spreadsheet. There's actually literally no words on it.
It's just a blank Excel
pretty much.
He's pretending like he knows what he's going
on. I'm trying to look professional.
The first rule of looking professional is pretending and acting like you are professional.
Yes.
Second rule is don't tell anyone.
Well, I broke those rules already. Anyway, so gentlemen, what have you been drinking?
I can kick us off.
Yeah, go for it, mate. I've actually got a list this week. So,
yeah, cool. I thought
you did that. I just got to check Instagram and we'll see if Ashley's reply back.
that's your segment for this week. So this week I tried Donnie Dark Ale from Your Mates Brewing.
Yes.
Great little dark ale.
Really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Impressive.
It fits in with it. They have just a very simple, clean style to their beers, it seems. And yeah, I really dig them.
Yeah.
Have you seen the change they're making? One of the fathers or one of the founders for Your Mates passed away recently, his favourite beer that they made was the Donnie Dark Ale.
Yeah.
So they had a limited release. They changed the name of the beer to Gary because that was his name.
Mm.
And so they had Gary Dark Ale. If you buy a 4-pack of that, proceeds go to whatever charity it was linked to, you know, I think cancer research or something. So,
oh, that's nice. That's good to know.
Yeah, I thought that was just a lovely little...
Nice little tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can now go and enjoy some great beers and donate to charity at the same time.
Also, speaking of Your Mates, I picked up some of their glasses out there. They had a sale on their half-price merch. You know, the can-shaped glasses?
Yes.
They had them for half price. So I got like a four-pack of them for like $20. So.
That's right. Oh, nice. Yeah. Actually, do they have a Harry?
No.
They need a Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. They're coming out with a new one. As a girl starting with T. That's all I said so far.
Terry.
There might be a Terry or something like that.
Surely you'd play on the When Harry Met Sally.
They did a beer for Valentine's Day when Larry met Sally. They did a special beer just for their Valentine's Day thing when Larry met Sally.
Not breaching copyright. Good idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they are doing a... seems to know a lot about your mates at the moment. They're doing a Princess Sally or something like that. So they're doing like an Imperial version of the Sally IPA.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good work.
Cool. Yeah. Well, the next on my list was the Ballistic Pine Mango Hawaiian Hazy.
Yes.
My initial thoughts were, like, it's got a great flavor to it.
Yes.
Just drops away and then has this, there's no follow through, no substance to it. It drops away very quickly and almost becomes watery.
Mm.
I kept going back to it just to see if I could dig something out of it.
But thorough research.
Thorough research.
As you know, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to. You've got to be 100% clear when you do these reports.
Yes.
but... look, it was okay.
Yeah.
But it's certainly no Hawaiian haze.
No. Because I found with it, it's like, they'd taken away flavors from the Hawaiian haze and left the pine and mango there, but it was missing those other flavors.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a big bowl of fruit salad, someone like leaves you with just like the pineapple and the grapes and that's it. And
the worst kind of people. Yeah. So that was okay. And the last one was from the bingo card Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Wet Hop Chinook Smash Pale Ale.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was actually...
Wet Hop.
Wet Hop, yeah. Don't ask me about the science about it. Single hop, single malt.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume it's the opposite of a dry hop.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably a good assumption.
But great beer, just really, really crisp, really, really light and refreshing, but tons of flavour to it as well. So that one was really enjoyable.
Nice.
And that was all.
Well, I'll go through mine.
Yep.
I had the Green Beacon, the Apricot and Peach Hazy Sour Ale. That was actually really nice.
I can't remember picture. What was that one?
It's orange.
Is that the summer series? Is it?
That one there, mate.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
I don't think I've put it on the socials yet. I will put that up shortly. Mm. But really very peachy. So you know how the Garage Project, their salted white peach one had just flavoured, juicy, just really refreshing. This was just very similar to that, just without that sort of saltiness.
Peach can be one of those flavours that can go wrong, like... but ballistic did apricot twang. It just the flavor just didn't come through. If you don't, it's like we were saying with raspberry last week. If you don't do the flavor right, it just disappears.
Mm. Well, it had similar, I think. So the twang sour concept, I think it was a similar sourness to it, but it just had that fruity, juicy, sweet. It was really refreshing. Speaking of ballistic, I had their Hawaiian haze, the IPA.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. It's not as good as the original.
Yeah.
It was just a slightly hoppier version of it.
Yeah, there was and it's almost like slightly less fruity as well. Yes,
not as fruity, not as sweet. You didn't get that sort of pineapple really shining through. It was it was a mellower with a little bit of hoppiness.
Yeah. No, I had that one too and I enjoyed it. I liked it. I kind of don't see the point of it because it's not that far different from the double dry hop original or double dry hop pale ale. There's not so much different that it's doing. Yes, it's hoppier, it's less fruity, it's probably a bit softer on the palate, but and it's a good beer. I don't think it's worth $30 for a 4-pack.
No, that was it. It was a good beer, but it's not an outstanding beer. It didn't differentiate itself enough to. It was sort of like. Yeah, let's give this a go.
I hope they bring back in the beer calendar I had. They did a double version of it, like a imperial version of it, like a red can.
Yeah.
Some like Hawaiian Christmas name or something like that.
That would make
and
more
that was
sense.
Really good because that just ramped everything up. It just it was a bit more sort of intense than fruit. That was really good. So hopefully they seem to be doing a few varieties of these Hawaiian hazes. Bring that one out on a wider release.
Yes. And my last one and my favorite beer of the week, and it wouldn't surprise me if this stays on my list towards the end of the year when we do our...
You had a Forex dry, didn't you?
Second version of the Golden Oldies, if we're all still around at that stage, was Initialism, the limited release quadruple dry hop Nipah, the triple... The lots of letters. Yeah, the extended Nipah. So it was.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, the 11.something% from All In Brewing. Just a crack.
Yeah,
it's on my list actually that I want to try.
Yes, it is not a sausage burner. It is a neighborhood burner.
I like that.
It's it just went. I was showed the missus and she went, oh, a triple. I'll taste that. I left a little bit in the can, and by the time she drunk that, I was halfway through the glass. So it was.
So it's a beer so smooth and boozy, it should come with a free fire extinguisher when you buy it.
Exactly right. But yeah, as soon as you crack it, all the fruit smells come out, really tropical. Just a great beer. Sweet. Mm. Had that sort of honey.
As well as ones, you know, when you see marketing coming out for a beer and you see what it is, and think, I bet that's a good beer. There was one where I saw that, you know what, I reckon that'll be a good beer.
There's been a lot of hype around it as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people commenting on it.
It had a couple of good things. All In Brewing, I don't think I've had a bad beer from them.
I haven't had many beers from them, I don't think. Not as many as I probably should.
Nothing's blown me away in the past, but nothing's been bad either.
Yeah. Have you had their red IPA yet?
No.
Get on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
And their dark ale, the black IPA, the Jackal, Midnight Jackal.
Yep. Yeah.
For some reason, I always get All In mixed up with Ether.
Yeah,
I'll just get the beers mixed up. I can't remember who releases what. So, my apologies to both breweries.
Actually, the Nitro Milk Stout is actually really good as well.
Right, okay.
Get on those. One's for you to try.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely cracking beer. If you get a chance, grab it. It's fantastic.
Yep. So on my list, I'll start off with probably the worst beer I've had for a long time. this was from Iron House Brewing. I think they're from Tasmania. It was a London Honey Porter, and it was just awful.
So they should have stayed in Tassie.
Yeah. I had high, not high, I hopes to be a nice, you know, a nice earthy porter with your bitterness coming through. It's just a nice bit of sweetness, a nice bit of honey coming through. And I don't know what it tastes like. It didn't taste like honey, didn't taste like porter, just...
Sort of a sweet smokiness.
Yeah, but it's just this like this thin, light, resiny, awful, kind of sickly sweet and bitter at the same time. Yeah, just terrible.
So this is a perfect example of why Tasmania doesn't show up on Gabs very frequently.
They're not selling themselves well.
No, exactly. one that did have a good honey flavour, I had the Holy Grain IPA from Council Culture. Mm. That was really good. Now, the honey flavour in that would have gone well with a dark beer as well, so that's probably what I wanted. But that's really good beer.
Hopefully they release a version of that coming into the winter season.
But yeah, it was nice. And they lean on the breakfast theme a lot with the spiel on the can, and for good reason. It's very like cereally. Like it's got the malty kind of grainy kind of flavours, and you got the honey coming through. So it's like it's almost like the closest thing you get to breakfast cereal in a can kind of thing. So it was really nice. Really different as all.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever had mead before? Honey mead?
Yes.
It's kind of reminiscent of that. It's like a not quite as sweet as that, but it's a bit like that.
Okay.
I've been drinking beer for breakfast for years. I can't believe it's taken people this long to catch on.
Well, do you remember, I think it's about 2 years ago, someone released a Kellogg's Cornflake beer?
No, I don't remember.
It was some sponsorship thing. Money went to a special, special charity, but then, of course, the group that decides that you're not allowed that on your can steps in and says, no, appeals to children, get out of here. The ABAC, I think they are. Another one I had had the from Little Bang India Red Ale. This was really interesting. Initially, I wasn't a fan of it. So, because I went in thinking this would be a nice red IPA, expecting that sort of spicy kind of thing, and it's like, well, that's not that at all. Then I sort of had a read of the blurb on the side and the whole thing about the India Red Ale. They made a point, this is not a red IPA, this is not one of them. It's something slightly different. And when you sort of get your head around that, drop your expectations and go in again, it's actually a really interesting beer. Like it's
yeah the I think they label them as IRA.
Yeah, IRA. Yeah. And had the guy with the big red afro. Yeah.
But yeah, I've had one from someone else, and I think I did the same thing. And yeah. It's just a very different.
And so, it's one thing. It's really tasty beer. Like, it's really sort of more bitter than anything. Yeah. And yeah, it's good beer. You just got to make sure you know what you're getting.
Mm. I actually almost picked that up the other day.
Mm. Mm. No, it's definitely worth exploring. Yeah. That's it. I had the wine haze during the week as well. Another interesting one I had was the Walk the Plank from Willy the Boatman.
Yeah.
It's a Sydney brewery, I think, like that. It's a fruit and nut nitro porter.
I'm sure I've seen Willy the Boatman actually appear in the Gabs.
Probably. I think they're one of these, you know, it's at Marrickville in Sydney. Yeah. There's a thousand craft beer. It's one of those ones. So they've got probably a good following there. And this is really good. It was like a bite into, you know, the fruit and nut bar you get from Cadbury. Chocolatey, nutty. You've got the dried fruit. It's really like
chocolate that Cadbury does.
Yes.
Well, probably not my favourite, but you know, had that reminiscent.
There's got to be someone out there that eats it for it to still be on the market. So.
Lots of people.
I just don't understand. Yeah.
It's not one of my favourites, so that's why I still on the shelves, mate. So my apologies.
Hey, start liking it.
But yeah, it was almost like had a lot of spice rum through it. I had that sort of like, you know, that spice rum kind of characteristic to it. That was really good.
Nice.
My favourite beer of the week, though, was from Chur Brewing or Behemoth Brewing, depending on what side of the tablet. It was Ruin Your Dinner, great name. Yep. So After Dinner Mint Stout. So it's a chocolate peppermint stout, which I brought it thinking this is probably going to go tits up. Like, this is it's going to taste fake. It's going to be awful, but I just have to know what it's like. And it is amazing. Like, they nailed the that bitter dark chocolate, that real sort of bitterness through, and they just the right amount of. If they went too heavy handed on the peppermint, it would have been weird. But then if they go too light, then it's not there, and I can have a whinge about that as well. But it was there, and it was just like I got a whole bunch of, like, you know, after 8 dinner mints, melted them down, and just sipping away at that. It was really good. So
after dinner mints are one of the reasons that I am the size that I am. So I might have to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, the days where you used to go to hotels and they left those little mints on your pillow.
I know.
Well, honestly, you go to a restaurant and they bring the check to the table and there's like a little chocolate on there that you know, the person that doesn't pay steals.
Yeah.
I remember going there with my family. Like, you know, they would come to the table. My dad opens up the thing. He goes and grabs the mint, and mum steals the chocolate. Dad pays for it. Yeah. Well, that's not fair. But anyway, that's our exhaustive list.
Time is thirsty.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit thirsty.
All right, stepping into the ring for show and tell is Anthony. What have you got for us today?
I'll link it in the wrestling, straight off the top turnbuckle.
Oh, off the top rope!
So,
instead of more like Daryl East, like.
So, from Bad Shepherd Brewing.
Oh, yes.
Raspberry daiquiri sour.
Ooh.
So
I'm having bad flashbacks of daiquiris.
Myself
and Anthony here, we used to work at the casino back in the day, and I worked in the Premier's bar, and the thing that we were well known for was having frozen daiquiris in the bar. And so we have Wild Boys Afloat, the stripper boat that goes up and down the Brisbane River.
I used to work for them.
We were on the doorman, were you?
Yes.
Getting abused by the older women on their
Part of nights. Part of the deal with them coming through was they come through to get half price of these frozen daiquiris.
Mm.
And they proceed to, like, you know, get sloshed on them and leave the stuff around. The place, after about an hour of that, was this wild, sticky mess. This is from the daiquiris, not from the strippers.
From the older women.
Maybe. But yeah, the bar was just covered in, like, you know, sticky daiquiri. The rooms, the tables, me is a so yeah. Anyway,
well, that I didn't
take us away from these bad memories. Yeah,
I didn't actually buy it for that reason. I have had eliminated that from my mind, but thanks. I will call my psychologist later. We'll go over that again.
Told you not to call me.
Wake up in the morning. Oh, sausages!
But I've got the challenge. So many breweries do cocktail-based beers, ideas. I don't think I've found a good one yet. Tequila Queen is probably the closest.
Actually, the aforementioned Chur Brewing, they did a... I brought it. I'm a massive Big Lebowski fan. They had one, the Dude Abides. It was a White Russian stout.
Okay.
And that was really good.
Yes. Well, I haven't tried that one. But this was another one on my journey to actually try and find a cocktail beer that's worthwhile.
Is a gin fizz a cocktail?
Kind of seems sounds like it should be.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Because it sounds like it's just gin and like soda water or something. Probably, yeah.
To be fair, on my cocktail exploration as a younger bloke, I got to margaritas and went, well, that's it. I found the best. Yeah. So I don't need to explore any further.
Mm. Just lazing away Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm. It has a raspberry smell, at least.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
It's ticked one of the boxes.
The thing with sours, sours have their weird, funky, sour smell. It's like,
I think this has a weird, funky, sour smell.
Yeah.
Not necessarily sours in general.
Taste isn't that much better.
No.
I've had one sip.
It's a very dry strawberry flavour.
I actually don't mind it.
I don't mind it. It's not so bad. It's...
There's no sour.
It's a marked improvement on the Flamingo sour from last week.
Yes.
I would rather... You know the initial raspberry kick that the Flamingo had?
No, because I never tasted any raspberry.
See, if this was punchier, then I might enjoy it more, but it's just such a watered down.
I do agree that it's watered down.
Hmm.
I actually don't mind it watered down. It kind of reminds me, you know, look, when I still make cordial and I still enjoy cordial.
Mm-hmm.
When I make it quite watery because it's subtle flavor. So I think it's a very subtle beer and I kind of enjoy it because of that. It's not the greatest sour I've ever had, but I don't think it's bad.
It's not very sour. It doesn't have that lasting really puckering. I do love saying that word, puckering.
It's not punchy. It is watered down is the best. Yeah, if you put a tiny drop of raspberry cordial and then filled a large glass with water, just so that it was off-coloured water, probably the taste you would be getting.
It does almost seem like they made it stronger and watered it down.
Because
it's not overly carbonated. And the flavour does drop off quickly in a watery kind of way and it does, that sour drops off and that tartness drops off very quickly as well.
Those raspberry daiquiris, if it was the last little melted bit, you're sort of getting it, it's been sitting there for an hour and
What we should do, we should actually try and freeze one of these and have a frozen daiquiri later on.
To be honest, it could only improve it.
Next week on the Pouring Old Daiquiri, guys.
And it's hard.
The frozen old man.
The taste isn't bad, it's just not enough.
It's just not exciting. Right? Yeah, it's not very exciting.
It's not
middle of the road kind of
punchy. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
I can actually taste the raspberry in this though. So it's.
Yeah.
Is it raspberry or strawberry? It is raspberry.
Raspberry, yeah. It should be a little bit of lime flavour and salt.
Yeah, there's none of that.
Salt. So I get the salt. Don't know about the lime.
I can smell a little bit of the citrus.
Oh, that was me.
Again. Saltiness, yeah, you do get as. So you get a little watered down raspberry and then a little bit of saltiness.
Mm.
But, oh, score?
I give it a 3. For me, it's a bit of raspberry in it. But that's about it. At least I can taste the raspberry. I'll give them credit for that. I can actually taste the raspberry where so many other people fall down on their first thing.
Yeah.
But then as a sour, you can't really... There's not too much of a sour. It's just a bit dull.
It actually does taste like... More like real raspberries.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's that mellowness to it.
I mean, it's probably like the least good beer I've had from Bad Shepherd. I have been nothing but hits from them before, so...
It's a 4% beer, so if it was good, it'd be a great beer to just smash down a few of these, but...
I kind of reckon that's where it lands for me. I could... You know, it usually takes me 4 beers to cook my steak and I like it medium rare. So I reckon I could get through some of those bad boys quickly on it, like a summer.
How thick are your steaks you're cooking?
Not very thick. I kind of think it's a 3 for me. I'm not blown away, but I'd drink it. And I think sessionable, I'd just smash through a few and really enjoy it.
It's one of the ones I'm struggling just to review it with anything other than it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it a 2 because it's fine, but I want more.
Mm.
I want more from it.
Mm.
But yeah, very easy to drink.
Yeah. And the fact that I'm not a huge fan of it means it's probably going to stay on the market as well.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Now, so we'll quickly move on to beer number 2.
Sounds good.
All right, moving swiftly on to beer number 2. Warren, from the top rope. I can't think of anything else for wrestling-wise.
I can't think of anything.
He's dropping the people's elbow.
Oh, the people's elbow, yes.
And the eyebrow. You can't That's really it. See it on radio, but...
As long as this isn't rock bottom, we're all good.
Anyway.
Oh, well done. Well done. You're getting a rim shot today, mate. That's not a sexual thing. It's a drum thing.
Oh, God. You got to need to give me more beers before that.
Well, you missus might have other plans. So.
Just take a deep breath. So, I brought along Bridge Road. There's bingo card number 2.
Is that Bridge Road?
It is. It's their Need series.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going deaf or did you both sort of mumble and just join Bridge Road as like one word?
Bridge Road Brewery?
Bridge Road.
Yeah.
Bridge Road Brewery.
Yeah. Thanks, cool. Yeah. So, the listeners, it's not just me.
No. So, this is one of their special edition from their Need series. And it's an ongoing exploration of the IPA. This one's a West Coast. It is volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you guys tried volume 1, which was
I haven't tried volume 1. Am I going to lose the story if I haven't watched
it? Not really, no. Okay, I mean, cool. The volume 1 I thought was an exceptional beer.
Mm.
You probably can pick up where the characters left off, so you should be fine.
No one dies in volume 1, I hope. So.
No. Okay. This is where Voldemort appears.
Who?
Sean Bean's not in it. They're all still alive.
Was he your favourite character?
Sean Bean? No. But I might have been excited to watch Executive Decision. And well, Steven Seagal! See you later.
Spoilers.
If anyone has not seen Executive Decision, it was going to the time.
It is your own fault.
Yeah. It's not a movie worth watching to get spoiled.
Now, the first one, which was a Hazy Double, I thought was an exceptional beer.
Yeah.
I got 2 of them over Christmas, and my brother and I drank them before I could even think to bring them in to see you guys. So, unlucky on that one, but hopefully this follows suit.
Smell-wise, it smells good.
Because I must admit, I've seen these around online and stuff, and I didn't actually realise they were from Bridge Road. Licking some very good cans there.
I haven't seen that passion in a long time.
Oh man.
For those listening at home, Warren's just licking the can, so we're making jokes about that.
Yes.
And quite
passionately.
Yeah, emphatically.
I definitely maintained eye contact.
It wasn't just a little flick of the tongue. He went the full length of the tongue.
He went full length and tongue across the entire can.
All I'll say is that he must have a very happy wife.
I hope she listens to this episode.
But so it does have a couple of hops in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Strata, Amarillo, Simcoe, Centennial, Columbus, and Warrior.
Wow, Warrior.
I don't know what that one is.
Mm. The smell is amazing, by the way.
It smells like just a great West Coast.
Yeah. 6.9%.
It does
have a really good smell.
It does have a raspberry bubblegum kind of smell. I don't know.
Sweetness.
What I mean?
I get like a honey.
It's a real sort of almost candy sweetness kind of thing. Sweetness.
Yeah, a bit of toffee.
Mm.
Yeah. It's flavor-wise, different than I expected. Definitely dank.
Mm, definitely ramps up the bitterness.
Mm.
Very bitter.
Yeah. I'm not, personal opinion, I'm not sure it's as good as Volume 1.
Mm.
Yep.
Sequel's never as good as the original.
Yeah.
It's one of those, when you crack it to have a sip, it's a very serious IPA. Mm. Like, this is not like, having fun and throwing fruit and stuff. And this is, that sits you down like, I'm an IPA. Just drink me. slowly.
It sort of slaps you across the face.
No, it doesn't do that. It just puts his hand on your shoulder and says, no, just drink.
It's in charge.
Yeah.
Can I smell? Can I taste the fruit? No. There's no fruit. Just bitter.
You have to be an IPA drinker to probably appreciate this one.
It's
if this is your first adventure into IPAs, you're not going to go back.
Yeah. No. This is not the people's champ. This is not one for the everybody. This is very, very sort of niche. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know what a niche wrestler would be. I've expired. Mankind. There you go, Mankind. I thought you were going to elaborate on that harder.
The Undertaker?
No, Mankind. Mick Foley. He was the one that had the dirty sock on his
head. Oh, yeah. Fire out. Flashbacks.
Yeah.
It is definitely a result of the hops that are in it.
Yeah.
In terms of that dank flavour.
Mm.
It's like... Mm. It gives me a little bit of... like a muesli bar that has a bit of honey over it. Mm. That toasted honey sort of flavour as well.
Yeah.
Like there's just a little bit of that there.
There is like that almost honey sweet finish on it. Yeah.
But yeah, it's not just the sickly honey. It's toasted honey. That sort of something else to it. But
yeah.
It's funny because it's 6.9%, but it tastes like it's stronger. Like it's not one of these beers that hides its alcohol well. It's wearing its alcohol like a big pink pair of like overalls or something like that. And it's like, here's my ABV, look at me!
This tastes more boozy than the 11% initialism.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
and I'm okay with that. Sometimes I want to taste like I'm drinking a strong beer.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having a laugh at work the other day. I was having a bit of a, I'm a craft beer wanker moment. One of my regulars, he drinks, comes in.
It's going to be harsh again. Moment.
Just the moment. I'll hide it well. He normally drinks gold and sometimes might dabble into a bit of hard lager. Drinks, you know, but normally gold. And he was saying how he went home and had a can of 4 Experience. He's like, oh, great taste. I was like, it's only 4.5%, you pussy. That's what I call a session beer, babe.
Well, actually, when I first moved up here, because, you know, we get 4X down in Melbourne, but nobody drinks them. It's kind of like Foster's.
Yeah.
And when I got up here, everyone's like, no, everyone drinks 4X. I was like, it's kind of a soft beer though, isn't it? Like, what is it, 4%?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so in Victoria, we drink like 5% Carlton Draft, VB. Like, what's this low ABV drink that you drink? Then I realized nobody drinks 4X bitter. And it's because... you'd all get sauced too quickly because you're drinking it from like 10 o'clock onwards.
Yeah.
It's that and it's so bloody hot. The first two or three beers don't hit the side. Yeah. So that's where the Forest Gold is great because you can smash three, lubricate, and then actually relax and sit on the next one.
Yeah.
But beers just get too hot up here.
Mm. Actually, that reminds me of how much of a terrible beer... 4X dry was.
Still is.
I don't know how it's still on the market. It is horrendous.
They keep trying to replicate the success of Great Northern because they had 4X Summer for a while, which did well, then kind of faded. And they go, let's bring out Iron Jack. Yeah, Iron Jack. And that faded as well. Then let's try 4X dry. And no one cares about it.
Was better than the 4X dry, though.
Probably.
Iron Jack hit a market because, again, it was sort of there. It was for 4X Gold drinkers that didn't want to drink 4X Gold, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're trying to tap into the same marketing as well, the ad was, the Aussie bloke with a dog, you look after the dog first. Oh, hey, Aussie bloke, good on you. That sort of shit. But,
We're all that Aussie bloke.
But if you do want 4X dry, come on down to my pub. We've got on 2 taps.
thoughts?
Yeah. I like it.
Mm.
It's a tough one to... Again, this is probably a half mark score.
The old 10-point scoring system seems like a really good idea, doesn't it?
We've gone from 10-point scoring system with half marks to a 5-point scoring system with no half marks. So we've got 20 possibilities down to 5.
Yeah.
Well, see, I went from 10 down to 5, but you guys want to go to... I'll just say. No.
Let's go 4. I'm feeling generous after the disappointment of the first one.
Yeah.
Is getting a 4 because it delivered on flavour.
Mm.
It there's no hiding flavor in that one.
No. Yeah. And I think also for me, it's a 4. I would say the other one was a 5. I'm not sure that you're even still going to find one of the originals, but it was only out 2 months ago. So there is a chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, 4.
Yeah. I'll go for 4 as well. It's not trying to do anything like fancy or flash. And it's good to have beers that do that occasionally, you know, or more than occasionally. Sometimes I just want a beer that actually tastes like a good beer. And that is a very good example of what West Coast IPA is. So yeah, no, 4, mate. 4 out of 5.
Yeah. It's here's the hops. That's what's the flavor.
Exactly.
So, have we got any beers we want to try?
Looking for new brews coming near you.
Yes.
I've got a couple.
Fire away.
Well, first one, Ballistic. I've got their 5th birthday coming up on the 6th of March. They did this little fan vote on our next flavor or our birthday cake beer. And the one that won overwhelmingly was the Black Forest. So they're having a Black Forest Porter or a Stout, I can't remember which it was. Yes.
They've got a Sea Legs, Sacra, whatever you want to say.
Birthday Sacra Matches?
Yeah.
This is what it is.
The Sea Legs and a bar birthday cake.
Mm.
That to me is now the level.
Yeah, so that was fine. But yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping, because it's basically cherries and chocolate, so it should be hopefully easier to pull off.
They didn't call it Bodie McBoatface, did they?
No.
It was a public vote, so.
True. they gave the options out there, so they had to they couldn't insert your own option.
Deep Creek with Hoppy McHopface.
Yeah. there's a horse used to be called Horsey McHorseface.
Yeah.
The other one I'm looking forward to is Black Ops. They kind of quietly skipped February for their monthly releases. They did it because January was the California Love.
Yeah.
And just this week, last week of February, they kind of slipped out, you know, the old Front Yards, which not really a limited release.
But the Scotch Ale.
They did about
4. Yeah, the Scotch Ale. I'm talking about their big monthly release that they do. Yeah. Like the Scotch Ale is part of the Recon series, which they have those going through all the time. They don't do the big monthly release.
And Front Yards was just a re-release. Yeah.
But they did the Black Phoenix as well.
Yeah. Yes.
That again, not wide release as well. Though. But not saying they haven't been busy. but coming out in March is Super Goat.
Super Goat.
So Aussie, a Imperial version of the Hazy IPA. Oh. So
okay,
I'm pretty keen for that one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Got to get.
And
there'd be just me camping at the front of Black Ops in his
But yeah, the other ones I'm looking forward to. Especially because if they call it Super Go, I'm happy with that.
I'm actually looking forward to the re-release of the Black Ops Front Yards.
Yes.
That was a great beer, though. Yep. Cucumber and Mint Ghost. Awesome beer. So I'm really looking forward to
it. My only issue with their timing, it's a great summer beer. Release it earlier.
Well, yeah, instead of
at the end
exactly the start of... Autumn,
yeah,
but you're talking about like Brisbane autumn when it's still like just summer but sweatier.
Yeah,
drops from 400 degrees down to 380.
Yeah, it's 380, but you know, 140% humidity.
But yes, it's definitely a January or February beer where it's a smashable summer beer. Mm. So,
but yeah, it is a really good beer. I do enjoy that.
Mm.
It's one I had it early in my sort of craft beer journey, and it's one of the ones where I thought. Who knew I would like a beer? Was it cucumber and mint, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, who knew I would like a beer that's got cucumber and mint? Mm.
There's another one. Stone and Wood have a cucumber...
Oh, the Gatherer?
Yes, the Gatherer.
Yeah,
yes.
I've never actually tried it.
That's an awesome beer too.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the same levels as Front Yards, but it's light, it's refreshing, it is summer.
Yeah,
it's
the other one for me was the All-In Initialism.
Yeah,
Which you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they'll be on my list as well. Yeah. It's good to know there's a Star Liquor as well. So
yes. So by the time everyone hears it, it probably won't be out there. But for you guys, it's a Star Liquor Runcorn. So, nice and close. Get down there. They did have plenty yesterday when I got mine.
It's almost like he's being sponsored by them. Explains why he's wearing Star Liquor staff member's t-shirt at the moment.
If you would like to sponsor Pouring On Men, Pouring On Pity, go ahead. I am freely available.
And if you want to get in touch with me, Ashley034927.
Surely with the amount of followers she has, she's got some sponsorship going on.
I'm at the point with pouring on the Rust page. I probably need to start popping up some cleavage to boost my numbers. Because I think it's a certain level you get to, and if you're not showing enough flesh, you don't go any higher. Just
do the Ricky Gervais bathtub shots.
I have actually contemplated a little can in front of things. And take it
the phone. Why'd you say little care, mate? So,
I'm confident.
At least just say, oh, you've got to put a keg in front of it.
I'm putting the 500
ml keg. So instead, you've got one of those like Jack Daniels 200 ml cans.
I was thinking the Uber Law can.
Little Red Bull can.
What was it, the Pirate Life with the 250 ml? I could say it's cold, but it's not. Next beer, please.
Moving on.
Yeah, quickly. I was trying to think of a wrestling thing. I'm all out of wrestling. Show and Tell is running wild today.
Hardy Brothers.
Beeromania is running wild. Anyway, I have got a beer from...
Hulkamania.
Hoppermania, maybe we should say.
Ooh, Hoppermania, yeah.
Ooh, can we bleach our beards and hair?
Yeah. I don't think I'm strong enough to rip my t-shirt.
I'm definitely not. Please wait while I carefully undo all the buttons on my shirt before I rip it off.
This is scissors glass mine.
We'll smoothly transition into the new intro. Welcome back to Show and Tell, where Hoppermania is running wild. Seamless. Yeah, seamless. Yeah. Must remember to edit the rest of this shit out.
There'll be 30 seconds of show the intro. Welcome to Hoppermania.
Anyway, this beer that I'm holding. This beer is called West Coast Thrash IPA. It is from Brutal Brewers. Mm-hmm. This is a small Brisbane brewery. I believe the guys that run this brewery were some of the founders or something of Brewski. Mm. Or they're linked with Brewskis or whatever. Yep. So,
nice.
Yeah, so 7% ABV. Brewed in Canada, Newstead Brewing Company. So it's brewed at Newstead. There you go. Made from local and imported ingredients. It's
important ingredients or imported?
Or both, actually. Cool. It's safest not to drink while pregnant. So I'll skip this one. but yeah, so it's just another West Coast IPA. I thought I'd do something different today. Like previous weeks, I brought some strange beers, and this week I thought I'd just bring something, you know, good.
Mm. 2021 is the West Coast IPA year.
It absolutely is. Yeah,
everyone is just going full on with the West Coast. So
yeah. Fair enough. West Coast are good beers.
Yeah. I haven't done it yet today. Unleashed the Kraken.
Save it for the last.
Maybe because I've forgotten.
It's funny, the...
Pitty sneakily brought out the big glass. We got these tiny little, 250ml glasses, and Pitty's brought out his pint glass.
He does this every week.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
It is subtle, because there is only one of them in their house.
I'll bring my your mate's glasses next week.
I'm intrigued by the difference in colour, though, between the last beer and this one. The last one was more sort of that darker honey sort of colour, whereas this is probably more that traditional... IPA colour.
And it's a lot clearer. The other one had a bit of haze to it, Aussie. I think the level of hops in the last one probably dictated that. But this is crystal clear.
Again, this one just smells hoppy.
Yeah, smells hoppy. Didn't actually say what sort of hops is in it, is it? Yeah. Nope.
It's a closely guarded secret of 12 different herbs and spices. It's got an interesting smell to it. Like, it's pretty standard West Coast, but there's something... Yeah. It's almost like a chocolate or something underneath it. I can't figure it out.
There's an oaty smell. I do.
I'll just
rolled oats.
Mm.
Sort of classic, sort of refreshing hoppiness.
Nowhere near as bitter as the last one.
Definitely a lot more.
It's all dank.
I was going to say a lot more drinkable, not saying the other one wasn't, but you know what I mean? It's
more, you could crush this one, whereas the other one's more a relax and enjoy beer.
It doesn't come across as boozy as the other one, yet it's, you know, about the same AV. It's 7%, whereas the Need was 6.9, but
yeah,
it doesn't have the same level of, I suppose, hot burn coming through from it.
It's weird. I get a bit of like afterburn in my throat.
There's a little bit, but just not the same extent as what the Need had.
What I find is the big difference. So both have that distinctive hoppy pine resin dankness to start with. The Need had sort of that honey. There was a few, there's a rolling flavor to it. This one's basically bang, dank, and then nothing.
Yeah, it almost hits you like a real clean, refreshing flavor and then goes bang, here's all the flavor.
Yep.
And then drops.
Gone, yeah. Yep. Whereas I think, yeah, the last one was, there was levels to it, whereas this one's just, here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very simple, very clean West Coast IPA. Like, it's what you expect from.
The battle is, there's been so many good West Coast IPAs out now. Like, I think it's a good one, but do you mark it on its own or do you mark it against the other?
Well, IPAs is it doing enough to stand out from what's a very crowded market at the moment?
Yeah. Very crowded in the West Coast.
Mm. It's a bit of a funny one. I'm having trouble distinguishing whether I like it or not.
Mm.
And I think the reason is because I'm accustomed to the Bridge Road flavors, they've got a particular flavor profile that travels across their pale ale, their session IPAs, the bling, the whole lot.
Mm.
And because I've drank it so much, I'm used to it and I like it. And I'm not sure if I'm being biased when I'm judging this one, because my initial thoughts are I don't like it as much. But is it because it's different or because it's worse?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's my battle, is I've had some absolutely fantastic West Coast IPAs probably in the last 3 months. Is this a good West Coast? Yeah, it's a good West Coast.
Mm.
Is it any different to maybe 90 other beers that are out at the moment? Probably not. And is it something I would go back to, or is it just sort of in the mix with everything else?
Mm.
Like, there's a few there that, yes, I would 100% go back to, and they are memorable beers.
Yeah. See, I really like it, but yeah, my probably saying what you had on there, Petty, is that it's not doing enough to stand out as an exceptional beer. It's a very good beer, and it's exactly what you want for a West Coast IPA. It kind of, it's like it opened up the directory of what a West Coast IPA should be, and it's nailed it. Absolutely nailed exactly what it is. But it's hard to say, do we judge it on the fact that it's not exceptional, or the fact that it's just nailed the what it's supposed to be? It's just a good, clean West Coast IPA. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to have, like I said before, it's good to have a simple beer sometimes.
And that's the thing. Sometimes you go into a brewery and go, yeah, I want to try a few different beers.
Mm.
And if you picked that West Coast as the beer that you were going to try, you'd be really happy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a great beer to have on tap.
Yeah. It's a great beer that you pick up a 4-pack, sit at home, and you knock them over one or two nights, and it's really good. Happy days. But if you're looking for a beer that's going to set your world alight and revolutionise what beer can be, that this is not it.
No.
But then it's not trying to be that.
No. In saying that, though, if you would hand me that one and the Bridge Roads West Coast IPA, which one would I rather have a second one of?
Mm.
And I would definitely rather have the Bridge Roads, just because there's more depth to it.
Mm.
Even though the Brutal Brewers, I've had a few at this stage, is a very good beer.
Yep.
There's just something about the Bridge Roads one that makes me want to go back and
if I had one of those beers, okay, which one would I have a second one of? I'll go the West Coast Thrash. Just because, and it's nothing against the Ned, it's just that, like I said, the Ned is a very serious beer, very bitter, very it's not one to have a session on. Like, I wouldn't have more than one of those on a night, whereas the West Coast Thrash, I probably could have another couple of those.
And yes, definitely, you could. If you were having more than one in a sitting, the Thrash, you could definitely have more than one.
Yeah.
The Need is a one only.
Yeah.
But if I was to buy a 4-pack, I'd rather buy a 4-pack of the Need and just drink that over a few nights.
Yeah.
I guess we should score it.
Yeah.
What did I give the Need? A 4?
Yeah. See, I'll
give that a 3.
You give it a 3?
See, because.
I'm probably going to give it a 4 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mark it down. It's not anything exceptional, because it's not trying to do anything exceptional. And it's and it's a very drinkable, knock a few back sort of West Coast IPA. And like the Need was a really good IPA, just very bitter. And I have one, and I'll have something else afterwards. They're going for different ends of the spectrum. So
I think it's a good beer. and I am comparing it against the two. It's neutral. I think I would probably be at a three, purely for that reason. I kind of go, I could sit there and drink probably both of them all night long, but I would prefer to drink the Bridge Road beer all night long than I would that one. And that's nothing to take away from that beer. It's still a great beer. If someone put it in front of me, I'd be happy to drink it all day long as well. Yeah. So it's a really tough one. I think we've picked a tough day where we've had two West Coasts.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of difference.
Very good ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's the beer. Maybe I just wasn't listening.
Do you know what? Brewery is a really hard word to say when you've had a few beers.
Brewery.
Brewers and brewery. Brewing. Can I think of another name for it? Beer making.
Beer palace.
Yes.
The slaughterhouse.
Beer heaven.
Where you go to get slaughtered.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's the name of my new bar opening in...
Slaughterhouse. Is it a bar or...
So Porygon Men presents The Slaughterhouse.
It's a combined bar and brothel.
You can pick out some ribs as well.
Yeah.
it's a one-stop shop.
No vegans.
Yeah. Well, speaking of no vegans, Wazza, where the hell are you?
Right now?
Is it a very happy place, right?
Yes. Where have I been this week?
Yes.
I'm a little bit unsure whether I should talk about this.
No, he's been to McDonald's hangar in the playground again.
Yes, but that was a different
idea. You're not allowed beer in the McDonald's playground, Bill.
Hey, Pizza Hut now sells beer.
Does it?
Yes. For delivery, you can get beer delivered.
You can get beer delivered from Pizza Hut.
Don't ask what beers they are, though. I think it's like Forest Gold, Corona, that sort of thing. But yeah. That was a random thing that popped up on...
Getting off subject, there was there's a thing on news.com.au the other week. They did a poll. We had the Gabs Hottest 100, so news.com.au thought, oh, we'll get on this action. And so
do that every year.
The best beer in Australia. And the options were, I took a screenshot of it. Give me one, two, there.
There was like Coopers, the Stone and Wood.
Yeah, it was all your sort of run of the mill.
I think
there was
some Carlton. 4X or VB.
There we go. So
how is Cooper still a thing?
Because South Australia, mate. So they
do exist. We try to ignore them.
So what is your favourite beer? Hahn Super Dry, Carlton Draft, 4X Gold, VB, Foster's Lager. I mean, come on, seriously, guys. Pure Blonde Low Carb Lager, Fat Yak Pale Ale, that's still around apparently, Cooper's Pale Ale, Stonewood Pacific Ale, and Great Northern Lager. So it sounds like the tap list at my bar said, well, I wish we had Stone and Wood.
To be fair, most of Australia outside of like large cities, probably that's what's available.
So pick, who do you think won that one?
Carlton Draft?
Did he?
Stone and Wood. Thank goodness the good guys did.
Yes, but he saw the answers. He cheated.
Yeah. I saw it too, which is why... I may have voted for Stone and Wood half a dozen times for that fact.
Stone and Wood won with 16% of the vote, closely followed by Warren's favourite brewery, Cooper's Pale Ale.
It was probably my four votes.
And then Great Northern Lager is third and 11%. VB, 12%.
Yeah. I can tell you now, VB is not 12%. It's like 4.8.
And sadly, it's not even the best version of Great Northern, as I know.
The best version of Great Northern is no Great Northern. Thank you very much.
Anyway, back to Where's
Wazza. Oh, yeah. Where's Wazza?
On Where's Wazza.
Drinking Stone of Wood in McDonald's car playground.
Australia's best beer.
Of course, naturally. I was out at where it all began. Yamanto Tavern.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So I visited Yamanto Tavern probably like 7 or 8 years ago. Mate of mine lives down that way, he's in the Defence Force. Took me out in the local pub for a few beers. And he went, have you tried this Fat Yak? No. And then all of a sudden, you know, that, I guess that opened up my palate for those, you know, really kind of stronger.
But we can be, you know, beer wankers and laugh at Fat Yak, and pity just was.
Sadly, I did the same thing. Though.
But
it was
Fat Yak is, you know, one of these, like, you know, gateway craft beer.
Yes. Beers.
Like, it's like James Squire. You have a James Squire, and you thought, oh, what else can I would like? And then your next step might be a Fat Yak, because that's getting you into more malty hoppies. Like, okay. And it opens you up to a whole new world. Like, yes.
It did open a lot of people's eyes, including my own. Yes. Even though I laugh at it now.
Yeah. And that kind of started things off for me. I was like, oh, wow, this is really good. I wonder what other cool beers are out there. So this weekend I was actually back out there to commiserate my mate moving, because he's in the Defence Force up to the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went out and visited it, and as far as a local pub goes...
Mm.
They've got a good recipe for it. They've got this little bar section that's kind of indoor, outdoor. It's not huge, but they've got a great selection of beers. And when I say great selection, it's not your hardcore craft stuff, but they've got Your Mates, they've got White Rabbit, they've got Bolter, they've got Stone and Wood, they've got a Ballistic beer on tap.
That's actually a really good range.
Oh, yeah, so they've got about, I think, 20 taps out there. And
so that's an ALH pub, so I'm surprised they have that much.
Is ALH, yeah.
That's really impressive. A, the area.
Yeah.
B, who they're managed by.
Yep.
C, it's your Uberto.
Because one of the things that's hard...
that might be D-E-F-G.
It's always a trade-off, like, you know, around Brisbane. Like, you either would go to the pub and you drink, like, 4X or VB, and you have, like, the pub experience with the tap and stuff. Yeah. Or you go to a craft beer pub or craft beer bar, but you have no pool tap with no tab, no pokies or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's very, very hard to get both in the one environment.
It is, but I also like that there's a couple of bowls places around that have started putting craft beer on tap. I love that.
Wellers Hill.
Wellers Hill.
Malcolm Vat. Yep. Has a cracking one as well.
Yeah, we need to wear that. Go check those out, actually.
Yeah, so I'm as I said,
on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They kind of push the envelope. Even back then, you know, putting Fat Yak on tap out in your Manto.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is they've got...
I wonder how long that keg lasted.
I reckon we drank half of it that day. So, you know, for the area, for what it is, good selection of beer.
That's a really good one.
They've also got some great food available, like it's your traditional...
Sometimes they got a parmy food. And a steak and like a...
Yeah, parmy, steak, burgers, pizzas... And it's good. I had a pizza the other day, like a little meat lovers thing. It was pretty tasty, really. It's good for the family. Like, it's family friendly. You know, you can sit outside. So, and it's undercover, so you can kind of enjoy the weather a little bit. The staff, they're friendly. They're definitely not crafties.
Yeah.
It's to be expected. Mm. But overall, look, it's pretty good. I mean, the location's not great unless you live in the area. I'm not going to drive 45 minutes down there just to drink at the tavern. But as far as selection in the area, it's
great. If you're in the area, chances are you're trying to find your car that was stolen last night. So it was, you know, buried in a ditch on the Centenary Highway. So it's a good place to stop while you're trying to search for your, you know, stolen possessions.
And as we know from the three hangover movies,
we've just lost anyone that lives in your
region. Hey, I live in Ipswich. I'm allowed to.
True.
Yeah.
But as we know from the three hangover movies that come out, the best thing you can do when looking for all your shit that you've lost is drink.
Yeah.
So start at the pub.
Drink helps memory.
I do know the Yamanta Tavern quite well. I started working out at Ipswich a few years back and I stopped in there. Mm. And they actually back then, this was before ALH took over, had a phenomenal craft beer selection. Mm. Like, they had proper independence. Like, they had, I think, stuff from like Two Birds and Noisy Mime and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the little outdoor bar area there. Mm. You go there and they had all these great beers. I tell them, wow, this is amazing. So that was my regular stop off on the way home from work. Mm. Then I popped through one day and they had all the beers about, you know, 50% off them. Jesus, 50% off this craft beer. This is great. Little did I know, ALH had just taken over. So they're getting rid of all the independent beers to put on, like, you know, the non...
4X.
Yeah, exactly. Or your less independent beers. So it was a bit of a disappointing moment there.
Damn them, but at least you took advantage
of
it.
Yeah, I will say my last food experience there was pretty crap.
Really?
Yeah. I ordered a bowl of chips for my boy who was about 4 at this stage and palmy for me. And about an hour, 20 minutes later, I finally got served my food. So,
wow. That goes real well with a 4-year-old, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly. Especially we were starving because I think he had just been to a doctor's appointment at the hospital for something again. So he hadn't eaten all day. And so he was starving and cranky and I was starving and cranky.
Yeah.
And sitting there waiting over an hour for like chips and a palm. He's like, come on.
I thought you were going to say the chips were crap. Yeah. And I was like, you've got to be a pretty fucked establishment not to be able to get chips. Right?
There's a few it's around. But yeah.
That, yeah, that it is sort of a standard bearer, a litmus test for a pub. If they can do chips, then they sort of get, they're okay. Yeah. Go back. If they can't do chips,
yeah, so yeah. Yamato's Tavern, for me, Yamato's Tavern, I like the little outdoor court out there, but outdoor bar area, I love that. That's the actual restaurant part.
Yeah. I haven't been in there. That's what I'm talking about, the outdoor bar area.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's it for me.
Thanks, Bosa.
Well, that's probably all we have time for. We've talked way too much shit today.
I think the referees counted to 3.
Yeah, we're on extra time. Oh, yeah. No, you thought you were going to the answer. We're doing the referees.
We kicked out. So yeah. I think it is the 3 count.
This is the backstage area now where we're wrestling through the locker rooms and whatever it is.
The post show interview.
Mm. Yeah. Vince McMahon's going wild in the lounge room.
Yeah. Too bad there's not some of those broads in the very skimpy clothing and walking around. But
broads? How old are you, 100?
I know. I was trying to fit a boring old man.
Straight out of 1950s.
I was trying to fit the theme.
Well, before we digress us back into 1940s lingo, let's get out of here.
And lose every single listener that we have.
I know we're poor and old men, but how bloody old are we?
I'm trying to push how far we can go.
Anyway, I've been Russell.
I'm Wazza.
And apparently I've been Anthony. This episode, anyway.